Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Lee sent me a note, said, Steve, check this one out from the Observer Reporter of Pennsylvania. Trooper charged with DUI while driving state police vehicle. And it actually gets a little worse because this particular trooper was famed for his ability to bust drunk drivers. And so the irony is delicious. State police trooper lauded for his DUI deterrence efforts is facing charges of driving under the influence after he's accused of striking a parked vehicle with his state-issued SUV outside of a fire station in September. He's assigned to the state police's Bureau of Criminal Investigation, and he's scheduled to appear recently for his preliminary hearing, but the proceeding was postponed for a third time. So he's pulling the old postpone the hearing, and maybe the cop won't show up. He's accused of having a blood alcohol level three times the legal limit to drive when he allegedly hit a firefighter's personal pickup truck in the parking lot of a fire station on Johnson Road shortly before midnight, September 30th, according to court documents. A firefighter inside the station at the time told the police he heard a thumping sound outside the building. When the firefighter came out, he could smell burning rubber and see that a tire on the man's SUV was flat. Firefighter then saw that his pickup truck had been hit and both vehicles had sustained damage, according to court documents. So you've got an accident involving property damage. The driver, that is the trooper, got out of the vehicle and began to stumble around, but then got back in and tried to leave by putting his SUV in reverse toward a hillside, the court documents allege. The man then stopped and began to nod off behind the wheel, the firefighter told police. Firefighter was able to get the keys from the man, and then the firefighter called the police. The trooper was taken to the hospital for testing, which revealed he had a blood alcohol level of 0.24% at the time. The police charged him on November 22nd with two misdemeanor counts of driving under the influence. I wonder if they wrote him up for the accident. It was not known where he had been before the accident or why he was in the fire station's parking lot. The Ford Explorer that he was driving at the time of the incident was his unmarked state police vehicle, says the deputy attorney general who is prosecuting the case. So just to be clear here, the man's driving a police vehicle. He's alleged to have a 0.24% alcohol blood content. He hits a car in a parking lot and then apparently tries to leave, except he can't because the car's running on at least one flat tire. No one really quite knows what he was doing there, and I doubt that he knows either. He has been on restricted duty status since he was charged, according to a state police spokesperson near Harrisburg. He could be terminated from his position with the state police because the alleged incident happened with a state vehicle. So if he'd been in his own vehicle, possibly skate on this with respect to his job. But in a state vehicle, that's a problem. Trooper with the state police's internal affairs unit was present for Friday's hearing and his preliminary hearing at DUI court in Washington was rescheduled for July at 3 o'clock. While working at the Uniontown and Washington Barracks, the man was recognized in 2011, 2013, and 2015, 3 years, for the state's DUI Top Gun Award, given each year to dozens of law enforcement officers by the Pennsylvania Driving Under the Influence Association, according to multiple newspaper reports. So he was recognized for 3 years as being among the best law enforcement officers in enforcing drunk driving laws. And he gets busted for it. And I'm not saying that no one is ever allowed to make a mistake. Not saying that. Not saying that at all. But when someone has a particular job to do, and they do that job, but when they're not doing that job, they're out doing the exact opposite of what they're supposed to be doing, you can see why the ironing is delicious, as Bart Simpson would say. And, you know, it's a very serious issue. Because, and I've said this before, I've actually represented people who are charged with operating under the influence. Earlier in my career, I handled a whole variety of stuff before I became laser focused on lemon law. And some people are surprised to learn that. But I was actually a public defender for a while. I did all kinds of stuff. But I represented people who were busted for drunk driving. And I am convinced, based on my experience of speaking to people, seeing who they were, reading the reports, that many people underestimate what it takes you to actually cross the threshold to where you're beyond the point where you should be driving. And it's been lowered several times, even several times since I began practicing law. And so I honestly believe that when someone says to me, Steve, I blew a .08 and I had no idea. I didn't feel drunk. I actually believe some people when they told me that. Not everybody, but some people. And I'm here to tell you that many people get a first offense drunk driving and never get a second because they learned their lesson. And I've told people this, that the penalties for drunk driving escalate exponentially. The first offense, you can go to jail, but you rarely do. Second offense, you are almost certainly going to jail. Third offense, you can go to prison. In the old days, you'd get 35 or 40 DUIs. They'd slap your wrist, have you pay a fine, you'd be out driving the next day. Nowadays, no, it's serious. You can go to prison on the third offense. And I actually stopped taking anything other than first offenses, and I actually thought, well, that's going to put a dent in my practice, and it didn't. Because the vast majority of the calls I got were for first offenses. And my understanding is that a huge number of people learn their lesson because of the first offense really taught them something. Now, my point here to all of this is you're going to say, Steve, that's his first offense. Yeah, and he spent his career dealing with this problem. He shouldn't need a wake-up call. His learning experience should have been on the job. He's dealt with enough people who've said, gee, officer, I didn't think I was drunk. I didn't think I was drunk. I blew a .08. Really? I didn't think I was drunk. He's seen enough of that to know at what point you should probably get someone to drive you home. But here, according to a witness, he was nodding off and trying to drive away and possibly driving on a flat tire, and he'd hit a car. And as a police officer, when you hit a car, you should know that you don't leave the scene of a property damage accident. So this guy was what we call stinking drunk. That's the technical term for what he was. He was stinking drunk. So I would have no trouble if you said, Steve, do you think they should throw the book at this guy or cut him some slack because he's an officer? Maybe he's been under a lot of stress. No. Throw the book at him and make sure it hits. I got no problem saying that. And so I believe, like I said, that many people need that learning experience to teach them something. This guy should have learned while he's on the job. So we'll see what happens. I'll try to follow this case, although I'm not sure if it'll make the news when the guy resolves the case, whatever that might be. So we'll see what happens. But Lee, thanks for sending it. Mike Jones wrote it for the Observer Reporter in Pennsylvania. The headline is Trooper Charged with DUI While Driving a State Police Vehicle. And he's someone who should have known better. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Please deposit 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes.